Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our special council meeting of today. You are able to hear us now, and we appreciate everyone being here. If you have to be muted, we will advise you and let you know if that's coming. I'll call this meeting to order at 1:04 p.m.
Okay.
And I will ask members, since this is a virtual meeting, I will ask all members of council to advise that you were present, starting off with Councillor Ainsworth. Are you responding?
Present, John.
Thank you. Councillor Booth.
Present.
Thank you. Councillor O'Neill.
Present.
Deputy Mayor Stolberg.
Present.
And I'm John Logal, and I'm here as well. And I will confirm that we have a full quorum, and as well as the presence of our municipal clerk, Emily Cartledge. We'll start the meeting at 1 p.m. or 1:04, I guess. Territorial land acknowledgement. We respectfully acknowledge that the township of Allamatoloman is located on the Mississauga and Anishinaabeg territory and is the traditional territory of the Mississaugan and Anishinaabeg. The township of Allamatoloman respectively acknowledges that the Mississaugan nations are the collective stewards and caretakers of these lands and waters in perpetuity, and that they continue to maintain this responsibility to ensure their health and integrity of generations to come. Moving on to the agenda, that the agenda for the special council meeting held on May 29th, 2026 be approved. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Councillor Ainsworth and Deputy Mayor Stover. Any questions? All in favor? That's carried. Move your, I can just see your arm basically, Mary Catherine, so if you could bring it over a little bit, that'd be perfect, but I didn't see it. Disclosure of pecuniary interest or general nature thereof. Seeing none, Madam Clerk will note that. And we're going to bylaws. And bylaw 202638, adoption of 2026 tax rates, which was deferred from our May 26, 2026 meeting of the Municipal Planning Regular Council meeting. So, Paul, I'm going to ask you to start the presentation, and then we'll have, excuse me, we'll have discussion from council after you're finished, or if they have any questions. Please go ahead.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So we are bringing back the 2026 final tax rate bylaw. We have corrected the typo that was in the tax levy number. As you can see, the tax levy is now correct at about 9.25 million. You'll also notice that the tax rates are the exact same as they were in the previous bylaw. As mentioned, the tax levy was just entered incorrectly, but the calculations were calculated using the correct number. So the tax rates are the same as they were in the previous version. We've just updated the levy. I did want to provide a little bit of clarity on the levy, as I think there were some questions at council earlier this week regarding that levy number of 2.52. So I will share my screen and just kind of show council how we arrived at that 2.52 million dollar levy. So I just confirm you guys can see the screen.
Yes.
Yes, everybody see it?
Okay, so this is page 21 of the budget book. So this shows obviously the revenues and expenses for all the departments, and then shows down here that 9.07 amount that is raised by taxation for 2026. That number there does not include the infrastructure levy. So it's not included in any of the department budgets. So So this is just looking at the department budgets, the net expenses after revenues. So we need 9.07 million there. And then if you go down to, I believe it's page 29 of your budget book, you'll see the infrastructure levy there. So infrastructure levy in 2026, they have 181,413. That's your infrastructure levy. So you add that amount to the 907, and that's where you'll get to the 9.25 million. And then I'll go back to, go over to page 20 now. So that 9.25 million, that feeds into our tax rate calculation. And I think the CAO did a presentation on how that tax rate is calculated during the budget process. So you feed that 9.25 million into that tax rate calculation, and that's where you come up with the 0.069928 for your residential tax rate. And then if you'd like to...
Paul, can I interrupt you for a second? I'm trying to find that on page 29.
The infrastructure levy?
Yes.
So if you go to... you see the reserve table six, the reserve contributions.
Okay, I found it. Thank you.
Okay, half. Okay. And back to page 20. So, like I said, that's how you calculate the 0.69 residential tax rate. Then, if you want to double check that number, you can take that residential tax rate, multiply it by any of these residential assessment values, and you'll get the numbers that show up in this 2026 tax column. So the tax rates are the same as was approved by the council. It's the 5.09%. And then that's just sort of how we came to the levy. So this table here, the tax rates are aligned with that table there on page 20. So I'll stop sharing my screen there.
Thank you, Paul. Anything else? Okay, that's members of council, do you have any questions for Paul? Go ahead, Councilor Booth.
Through you, Your Worship, thank you, Paul, for explaining all these numbers. That was going to be one of my questions because... sorry to say, math wasn't one of my best subjects in school, but now that I had lots of numbers down here this morning looking at them all, but you did explain the difference. So basically, if I'm correct, it's the tax levy divided by the MPAC assessment equals the mill rate. Is that correct?
Through the chair, the weighted taxable assessment. Yeah. So you would have seen that in the presentation that the CAO had done.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for explaining the numbers.
Thank you. I think I seen Councilor O'Neill with her hand up. Go ahead, Councilor O'Neill.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mayor Logal. So I'm looking at this, and you've given a verbal explanation, but. You know, a wise person once told me the written record needs to be understandable a year out. And you and I have been communicating with some emails. And one of the things that I was made aware of today via email is that this levy wasn't included in what was raised by taxation in the chart either in 2025 or 2026. But wouldn't that be something, because it is being raised by taxation, wouldn't that be something that does need to be included in both of those charts?
Go ahead, Paul.
Through the chair, the reason it wasn't included here is because it wasn't showing up as sort of a department expense. It's showing up as a reserve fund transfer. And I think part of the thinking too is that the infrastructure levy is going to be based on that amount too. So I think we kind of, my understanding would be that we wanted to kind of show the amount that the infrastructure levy was based off of, that 2%. But then when you do your full calculation, you do want to include that infrastructure levy in the full in the fulsome tax levy calculation.
Well, have your governor.
Right. So again, back to mine, I think there's been confusion, and unlike Councillor Booth, math is my favorite subject, but there's some confusion as myself as a councillor and members of the public, when we're looking at the public documents and then that piece of information isn't readily apparent, so that we can have that understanding of exactly what is in front of us. So do you have any suggestions, recommendations on how this can be done more clearly moving forward?
Through the chair, yes. So next year we will show that number in this table. So we will have the tax rate and we'll show the infrastructure levy. And in that way, the budget book will show that full amount of the tax levy. That I think that 9.2 is missing from this document, so you do have to do a little bit of math. So we will clarify that in the 2027 budget and budgets moving forward.
Thank you, Paul. Other questions, Mayor Godfrey?
Thank you, Mayor Logal. So this is not for our treasurer, but I'm not sure who it is for. So is there something that we can do at this point so that it is understandable and in alignment? Because it does, the bylaw in front of us, and when I go to the budget document, there isn't alignment, and that causes concern, obviously. Is there something we can do with both the 2025 budget and the 2026? Can we add some notation or some further information so that this is clear and we don't have misunderstandings?
Paul, do you want to answer that or not?
I'm not sure what we can do at this point. I think that both the budgets are passed. I'm not sure. There's a lot we can do. Maybe there's something we can do on the website to clarify that. I'd have to think that through a little bit. The budget is passed the way it is, so you don't really want to make any changes to that. But I'd have to take that back and give that some thought.
Okay. Dave, do you have a comment?
Yeah, having reviewed the last several years of what's been put on the website and or what has been proposed as part of the presentation to council, this type of explanation has not been provided before, to my knowledge, but definitely we can take it into advisement, as Paul has said, and the 2027 budget can certainly include it, for sure.
Yeah. I'm tending to, go ahead, Deputy Mayor.
I take my hand down if I can get it down. thank you, Mayor Logal. And this is over to Paul. Paul, thank you for getting giving us a rundown of all this. And the one thing that I'm going to be looking forward to is the working on the 2027 budget and your touch there. And again, thank you for clarifying this for us. And that is leaving us, if I may, with a 5.09% increase. Would that be correct, Paul?
Through the chair, yes, a 5.09% increase in the tax rate, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I think it's what we have in front of us is confirmation of what we had last week, and now we should have a better understanding of it. And I'm concerned if we make it too complicated, we're going to get people confused again. So that's my comment. Anybody else have another comment? Mary Catherine?
We are receiving this verbal report at this meeting. is there going to be a written report so that we do have some documentation on of this in writing, please?
Paul? What are you asking for, Mary Catherine? You're asking for confirmation on the bylaw that is correct? Is that what you're asking?
Obviously, the fact that we had to call a special meeting to deal with this because there seemed to be this discrepancy in the numbers is something we called a meeting for this exact reason, to clarify the numbers. And I believe that clarification needs to be in writing so that anyone who is looking for an understanding of what we're doing today is able to find that in our written record, whether that's through minutes or through a report that is a written report as opposed to a verbal report.
Well, the minutes will reflect that, I'm sure. Though they won't.
Recorded without note or comment, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. The minutes will not reflect that.
Right.
But the fact that we've got, if we get approval, then that should be enough, should it not? Go ahead, Mayor Gaffney.
Again, I don't think it is the appropriate way to operate for people who are trying to figure out, and it will be a new council who's looking at budget next year, to look at the existing budget. And as even you today, this morning, we're flipping through what's on page 29, where are we looking for this? I think there needs to be clarity of this moving into our next budget. So I do believe that the written record needs to reflect that the 2026 raised by taxation amount is the $9,252,82, and it needs to be in writing the explanation why it is different than the approved budget.
The approved budget and the bylaw are, correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, are exactly the same, are they not?
I think what the councillor is saying is that the number that we have in the bylaw, the 9.25, is not in the budget book. So you have to do a little bit of math to figure out what the final total levy is. So I'm trying to think of sort of the best way to
go ahead, Councillor Booth.
Just along with what Councillor O'Neill is saying, and Paul, you explained it all great today, and I can look at the numbers. I would agree that just saying that take your verbal report and maybe put it in a written thing, say, this is where we got this number, you divided this and this, and this is what you get. It explains it for somebody that's looking at it and the numbers don't make sense or where you're getting the numbers. So I would agree, just something quick to write it out so that it's in writing that anybody in the future can look to say, oh, this is where they've got the numbers. That's all.
Go ahead, Madam Clerk.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, in a matter of communications, we can provide a summary on the township's website where the budget is stored. So we can provide just a couple sentences that address the issue or address the situation. But ultimately, your bylaw approving the report and approving the tax rates is your written record of what council has approved as the tax rate. That is the decision of council. So we can add that one, that little paragraph, just to the finance page, and then it's there as well.
Is that okay? Meet your requirements? I believe it does. Go ahead, Mr. Gaffer.
I just think that it's a best practice to always have a written record that is understandable a year out. I think that's super important. And when, for the average member of the public, this is the single item that they are most wanting to know that is being done well, I think if there's any item that needs to have a clear explanation, this is an item that needs the clear explanation. But overall, I think it needs to be our practice to make sure that we have written reports coming forward.
Thank you. I think that Madam Clerk is going to address that by putting something on the website that will explain some of that. And I appreciate you doing that, Madam Clerk. I think that should answer the needs of the people. And does anybody else have any more comments?
Any questions?
Any further questions for Paul? Seeing none, thank you, Paul, very much for your participation. Any further discussion from council? I'll read the motion. That bylaw 202638 adopt 206 tax for the tax rate. And the resolution reads that bylaw 202638 being a bylaw to adopt 2026 tax rates be given a first, second, and third reading and finally passed this 26th day of May 2026. Can I get a mover? Councilor Ainsworth. Seconder, please. Deputy Mayor Stover. Any further discussion? All in favor? That motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Bylaw 202642, confirming bylaw. Bylaw 26242, confirmation bylaw for 2026529. That bylaw 2026-42 being a bylaw to adopt the proceedings of the special council meeting held on the 29th day of May 2026 and to authorize its execution be given a first, second, and third reading and finally passed this 29th day of May 2026. Can I get a mover? Moved by Councillor Ainsworth, seconded by Councillor Booth. All in favor? Any discussion? All in favor? That's carried. Adjournment, motion to adjourn. It is recommended the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Alvin Caldwin enact as follows, that the special council meeting held on May 29, 2026 be adjourned at 1:26 p.m. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Moved by Deputy Mayor Stover. Can you hear me? Seconded by Councilor Booth. All in favor? Oh, for any discussion? All in favor? That's carried. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.